You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am here with Lycan of Found Studio.
What's up?
How's your day been, man?
Cruisy, just in the study grind.
Yeah.
I was just saying before, I made it outside the house for the very first time and pleasantly surprised by some milky warm air coming towards me.
It's kind of nice, right? All weekend. It's kind of been real warm.
Yeah,
it's
the rain's coming though.
Yeah, it feels quite ominous how warm it is. I'm like, oh, like this week's going to be freezing, isn't it? Like, yeah.
But yeah, it's been all right.
It's been all right so far. So you've been running Found Studio for about a month now, am I right?
about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I was just saying, like, we're halfway through the six-week pop-up.
Crazy.
So we've been going since 11th of May.
Mm, nice.
So a little while, yeah.
Yeah. How's it been so far?
It's been so good, so fun, and so rewarding to see people come and use the space.
Mm.
I think at the start it was like, you know, once we found out we could get the space and I started to like put things together and you know, like borrow some props and that sort of stuff from people. Then it was just like, oh my God, how do we get people in here?
Yeah.
And I tried to not feel too much pressure from that because I kind of believe that you can't make people do something. You can't make people come and do like, something in the studio or whatever. But no, the response has been super good. Lots of people finding it through mutual friends or finding it through Instagram. And yeah, cool stuff happening.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about the studio and like what your objective was behind the pop-up.
Yeah. So the studio right now is at 125 George Street next to the lolly shop.
Awesome.
And it's a two-story space with one really large room downstairs.
Mm.
And that's where a lot of like the photography stuff happens because we've got most of the lights down there and some of those big paper backdrops.
Oh yeah, cool.
And then upstairs there's two other quite large rooms and kind of anything can go on up there. I've just kind of let people bring stuff up there or shoot wherever in the space and move things around, props and lights and all that. And so anyone can come and use the space to make content, to promote themselves, their brand, their music, whatever, their clothes.
Yeah.
The idea behind the space was that, like, although you can make content anywhere, I think having somewhere with good lights and somewhere where you can bring props, somewhere where you can collaborate with other like-minded people is kind of missing.
Yeah, I get that.
From Aughty-Porty Dunedin. And I think, yeah, it's just been super fun to bring people into like a designated zone for that. So that was kind of the objective behind it.
Yeah cool. You've worked with Dunedin Dream Brokerage through this as well. How have they supported it? Yeah,
they've been so good. So they handle all the communication with like the property owner or landlord, that sort of thing. Also help with like media release sort of stuff. And yeah, a lot of the admin behind the scenes, which is super helpful if you are an artist or a creative and you can obviously be part of that, but also focus on like your vision and executing that the best way you possibly can.
100%. So, yeah, that'd be a super, super big help. What's been your favourite project you've had through the studio so far?
Loaded question.
I know.
I would probably say just a few days ago, we had, I think it's pronounced Tuyer. It's a volleyball, it's a social volleyball group. And
that's so random. Cool though.
Yeah, so they did like a whole project where I thought they were going to be photographing their actual merch as in clothes, but actually they were photographing a whole lot of members of the team to go on their merch. I guess they're going to edit the faces on or something.
Oh yeah.
But so many of them showed up. It was
crazy.
That's
so like, fun.
Within a few hours, I reckon like 30 or 40 people came through the space.
Holy moly.
And I was just like chilling there in the office, like not really looking what's going on, but I kept coming out and kept seeing new people there.
Yeah.
They were all there to get their photo taken against this, like, nice white backdrop with some good lighting. And I was just like, wow, like, what is going on? Like, there's so many people that have just come through for this. And I think that was a moment when I was like, damn. It's like the space that has, like, that might have happened if the space wasn't there, but it has enabled that to happen. And I was like, damn, that is cool.
It's really cool. Yeah, I mean, how have you found that, like, the sets and backdrops and different lighting rigs have, like, influenced the project and all of that?
Yeah, good question. I think people have been hopefully inspired by, because people have definitely come and made use of their paper backdrops, the little sets where we've got like some TV screens like with static or like with VHS on, or we've got this whole corner with vintage furniture and props and suitcases and stuff, which I borrowed from my mom.
Shut up, mom.
Yeah, which I think has inspired people, because people have come and been like, oh yeah, yeah, let's shoot here. Oh yeah, yeah, let's do something with the TV screens or something.
Yeah.
And I think that, I guess that means people have been inspired by it.
Hopefully.
What I want to promote more is for people to like come up with their own thing to make their, like I said to someone the other day, like, hey, I don't mind if you want to bring like 100 cardboard boxes and put it in the upstairs room and then do something crazy with it. I think people bring things to the space to make something of their own creative ambition.
Mm.
That would be cool to see too.
100%, 100%. How have you found the creative community you've been working amongst? Like, how's everyone been? How has everyone been interacting and stuff?
Yeah, really well. I think, like I said before, it's cool to have a bit of a collaboration space. And on Sundays, it's like I'm in there from 12 to 4 for a bit of an open session. So, I mean, I have the door open, but I think it's pretty unlikely or that anyone has just been walking down the street
And like popped in.
And walked in like that. But it's more so people that have not organized the time to book the studio, but they've seen it on Instagram and they're like, yo, I think we'll come down and just have a look. And so that has been happening.
Yeah.
And like just yesterday, there's like a couple different people in at the same time, just wanting to have a look at the space and see what's going on. Mm. And even then, that's like a moment where people meet.
Yeah.
And I can introduce people and be like, hey, this person's just come to look at doing photos here. You're interested in something similar. So I think already it's just those small moments that it's like could be possible collaborations between people. But yeah, overall, I think people have been really supportive. I went to talk to a class of Polytech design students
and a couple
of them ended up coming down and scouting out the space and
that's super sick.
Some plans.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been well supported, I think.
Awesome. What would you say to encourage someone that's on the fence about coming in?
Yeah, I would say just go for it. I don't want it to be intimidating, because I know I'm there to open up the space for people, and I just want it to be really clear that I'm not there to oversee anyone's projects or like tell people what to do in any way. And I can imagine if you don't maybe know who I am or know what's going on at the space exactly, it could be a little intimidating to be like, oh, there's this place where we can go and do content, but you know, are we going to feel welcome there? So I just want to say, just come on in. I'll do my best to make people feel welcome and comfortable in the space. And yeah, just come and try something. I think just come and have a look and see what's up.
Yeah, awesome. What's been like the craziest idea that you've seen at the studio?
That's a good question. Maybe not crazy enough. Damn. I'll think on that one.
We'll think. We'll come back to it. We'll come back to it. Yeah. What was my other question? Oh, what's been the most valuable thing you've learned through opening the studio?
Yeah, that is a good question. I think communication is everything, and being realistic in like what you can, what I'm capable of doing myself. And I think we kind of mentioned that like before we started talking. It's like, because it's not my full-time thing, it's like, you can only put so much of yourself into it and not get burnt out, you know, when you're working or when you're studying at the same time as doing this extra kind of project.
It's a constant juggle, right?
Yeah, and I know you know what that's like.
So,
I've really been trying just to do what I can, but not to put too much pressure on myself.
Yeah.
But I would say overall that like what I've learned is that it's not like if you build it, they will come. It's not that easy, but the creative community in Dunedin is small, but like people are down to support each other.
100%.
And people just come in just to do something small and just to be involved. Like people do want to just be involved. So if anyone out there is feeling like there's not enough support for what they do, I feel like collaboration is the way to the way forward for that.
100%. You said you're halfway through the pop-up. Do you have anything big planned before you wrap up in a couple of weeks?
Yeah. So we need to set a date actually. But so there's 3 weeks left, and I guess this week's gonna be a busy week for many students.
Yeah, 100%.
However, there is still going to be some studio time this week, and for the next 3 weeks, we're going on, and then we'll be wrapping up the project around the 20th of June.
Oh yeah,
and so that will be the last official open day. So it'll either be the Friday night or the Saturday night, the 19th or 20th, and we'll do a little evening closing event.
Cute.
And I really want to bring some screens and projectors in and show off some of the awesome stuff that's happened at the space and some of the cool things people have made.
100%.
Yeah,
that's a really cool idea. And that's going to be open to anyone who wants
to
come.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be promoted on Instagram, so stay tuned for that.
Awesome. Well, if someone is interested, where can they find more info about Found Studio?
Yeah, so they can either look up the Instagram by Lichen, L-I-C-H-E-N. That is probably the easiest way. Or you can email at work.foundstudio@gmail.com.
Cool. Awesome.
And just get in touch.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Lichen. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk about Found Studio and everything you've been up to in the past couple weeks.
Appreciate that, mate. It's been so cool. And we will see you at the closing event for sure.
100%. This next.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.